Or you might tell the butcher, well, I was going to buy some of those pork chops, but I'm not because they...
too high.
Okay, do you ever say they cost too much, or
yeah,
it costs
too much? Well, I've heard people say it. I don't think I've ever said it.
Right. Most of them say high.
Yeah, they most of them say it. They're too high.
Oh, the first of the month.
The way I am when I go in the grocery store, if there's something that I want, I don't question the price. I just pay it for.
Well, I always figure that they got to make a living. That's right.
And I don't. Dilly-dally with them. I just go on and pay the price. And
maybe I trust people too much, but I...
Well, I do, too. That's my trouble. I trust people too much.
My wife tells me that I do. I tell her, you know, well, if they could sell it for cheaper and get by, they would, you know.
Yeah,
But she says, you just trust them too much.
Yeah.
On the first of the month, your bills come what?
Come due.
Okay. And if you belong to a club or something, you must pay your...
dues.
Okay. And if something is real hard to get, you say, well, money is what nowadays?
Money is no object or scarce.
Okay. And if you want to use something for just a little while and you intend to give it back or pay it back, you might run next door to do what?
A car.
Okay. Talking about diving in the water, you say, yesterday they what in the water?
They dived in the water.
Okay.
I reckon that'd be correct for dive in the water.
Yeah. And before I arrived, they had already what in the water?
Dived in the water. They'd already dived. I guess that's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fine. It is. You remember a lot of that English you got.
Oh, yes. I remember. And I don't ever go to talk to nobody, but I know when I make a mistake.
Fine.
I know just as good as they do.
That's fine. Let's see, when children dive and used to dive in the water and land on your stomach and make a big splash, you call that a what? Ever hear it called a belly flop or a belly buster or something?
Belly buster. Okay. Belly buster.
And a child who turns himself over, he puts his head down and kind of rolls over.
Turns a somerset.
Okay.
One of my little girls used to, when she was small, she'd turn wagon wheels. She'd just go over and over.
Now, my daughter's 10, and she's into that stage now.
Yeah.
Every time I see her, she seems like she's doing
they enjoy it. My girl did. She enjoyed turning wagon wheels.
That's funny. Girls, I believe, enjoy doing that acrobatic kind of stuff more than boys
do. More than boys do. Yes, I think so, too. Now, my boys both play football, but they might have played some baseball, but I don't think they're playing much.
No, I think boys like football better.
Oh, yes. I was at one football game, my oldest son got hurt and they had to drag him out.
Oh, my goodness. I bet that scared you.
That scared me to death. It broke his nose.
Oh, my goodness. Knocked him out, I guess.
Yes, knocked him out.
That was back before they played.
Oh, yeah, before they had these things over their faces.
My daddy lost every one of his teeth playing football. He fell on his back and somebody stepped in his mouth playing football in high school.
My goodness.
And of course it wouldn't have happened if he'd had one of those guards.
No,
they didn't use
them
back then.
No, they didn't use them back then.
You might, talking about some swimming, you might say yesterday they, what, the river?
Swam in the river.
And they had what the river before I got there?
Let's see. I don't know.
Okay. What about, talk about drowning. You say, well, a child was what yesterday in that
drowned.
River? Okay. And several people have what in that river?
Drowned in that river.
Okay. Before a baby learns to walk, he walks around on the
crawls.
Okay. Talking about
or creeps. Some people call them creeps.
Creeps.
Yeah.